$1.2 million for breast cancer support. It does fall short of the record target of $2.1 million that was set last week, but is the foundation's second highest fundraising total. Foundation Chief Executive Holly Masters says the money will fund another 9 breast care nurses.
The largest contribution really came on the ground. The supporters this year, both sides, both the Australians and the Indians, were just phenomenal in the way they responded to the campaign. So it was just an amazing outcome for us.
The Australian Medical Association is warning do-it-yourself drug testing kits are posing more harm than good. Sales of the kits are soaring across New South Wales, resulting in a 110% increase in the last 12 months. AMA President Dr. Tony Bartone says the tests are risky and unreliable.
These new DIY pill tests potentially cause more risk to the person considering using them, on top of the risk of taking the drug. It does nothing to tell you about the impurities, the other unintended chemicals that might be present.
2 days after attending a far-right rally, a Queensland senator's been condemned by the Prime Minister. Fraser Anning previously used the words final solution in his maiden speech and over the weekend appeared at a protest in Melbourne with neo-Nazis. In a statement, Scott Morrison says Senator Anning repeatedly associates himself with extremist racist views that have no place in Australian society. A young Saudi woman seeking asylum in Australia is being detained inside an airport in Thailand. Saudi officials cancelled the 18-year-old's passport when she arrived in Bangkok for not having a return ticket. It's understood the woman's fearful she'll be deported back to Saudi Arabia and killed by her family for renouncing Islam. Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong says she's seeking more information about the case.
My office has sought some information from the Foreign Minister's office, so obviously a very deeply concerning situation, and we've asked for some further information. And I'd like to get that before I respond, but I've seen the social media on this and obviously it's a very distressing position she's in.
And it's been a night of upsets at the Golden Globes. Glenn Close has edged Nicole Kidman and Lady Gaga to win Best Actress in a drama for her performance in The Wife. Australia's two other nominees, Troye Sivan and Yvonne Strahovski, also missed out in their categories. To sport, India has won a test series on Australian soil for the first time in history, confirmed with the fourth test declared a draw at the SCG. Rainfall ensured there's not a single ball was played on the final day, leading to skippers Tim Payne and Virat Kohli agreeing to abandon the match. Still no play at the Sydney Tennis International at Olympic Park, with 5 Aussies expected to play today. Philadelphia Eagles have locked up the final wild card for the NFL playoffs. That's the latest news and sport.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's currently 22 degrees outside our studios at Baulkham Hills. Looking ahead at the weather for the rest of the week, tomorrow, possible thunderstorm, 19 to 32 degrees. Possible thunderstorm on Wednesday, 19 to 30 degrees. Possible shower on Thursday, 18 to 24. Friday, 19 to 28 with a possible shower. Mostly sunny on Saturday, 18 to 33 degrees, and 19 to 28 degrees on Sunday, and it will be mostly sunny.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Not too much to report at Macquarie Park, Lane Cove Road and Talavera Road. The traffic lights are blacked out. There's a power failure. So traffic is affected in all directions. And roads, Concord Road just past Llewellyn Street, there's a truck breakdown. There's heavy traffic conditions as one of three southbound lanes is closed, and that is lane one. And we'll keep you updated as the evening progresses. If you see something that we don't know about, 9686388, 9686388, or drop us a line on our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook page. Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on Facebook. Thanks, Kara McGay, for driving us home. Good to hear you back. Happy New Year and all that. And Kara also presents Jukebox Jive on Friday nights between 9 and midnight. And she'll be back next Monday for Drive between 4 and 6 right here on Alive 90.5.
Ask me when I'm back on Earth.
All right, all right.
with John Robb, Lord Pig, the King, and selected guests. 3 hours of rock, pop, and blues. New releases, old releases, never heard of releases. Australian, international, and unsigned talent. It's all here. It's time for the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on your community station, Alive 90.5.
From 1985, that's the Machinations, No Saying It. Good afternoon and good evening, everybody. Happy New Year. Good to be back. First show of 2000 and... what are we up to? 2019 already. Holy smoke. Nearly 20 years since the Sydney Olympics. I cannot believe that. Well, I hope you had a nice rest over Christmas and a happy new year and all that sort of thing. And we're blessed tonight. We're blessed. Lord Pig's not with us this evening. He's sulking somewhere because Santa didn't come and visit him. So hopefully we'll try and get him back for next week. But in the meantime, the King is here. Good evening, King of Agrom Creek.
Good evening, John. You're very quiet tonight. So am I. There's hardly any volume on this knob.
Oh, mine's working.
It's
okay.
It's hard. I can't even. But it's a weird echo. I can hear the sounds in the stereo more than my headphones.
Well, the professional that you are, I'm sure you'll soldier on.
Very strange. But it's good to be back, isn't it? Good to be back for 2019.
Already, I mean, you wait for Christmas, for Christmas, for Christmas, and then it's gone.
Well, it's only 51 weeks away.
When you look at it like
51 weeks. A week already gone this year.
I know.
And a lot's happened in the world.
Yes. And I'm off on holiday next week for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right. You are too.
So it'll just be you and Lord.
We'll struggle on.
That'll be interesting.
We'll pedal faster.
There'll be lots of canned heat and Tony Joe White and cold chisel.
I think we've got all of it lined up.
Have we?
Yeah, our cold chisels are lined up and Midnight Oil's lined up. We've got all the tracks for that. Yes,
Midnight
Oil,
of course.
Tonight. But we're not playing any of them tonight, are we?
We've got lots lined up tonight.
You listening, Lord? No cold chisel tonight.
No.
No Midnight Oil tonight.
Bit of Bruce Springsteen, though. And in the second bracket, like sometime after seven or so, there's got some new tracks lined up to play.
We have.
Like Nikki Steinfeld, Black Label Society, which is a single that plays at 33. I put it on at home.
Oh.
I bought this record, Black
Label.
How big
is it? It's a 40, it's a thing, 7-inch.
7-inch. Mm. I put it on and it sounded like a girl singing. I thought, that's good, and it was all over in about 2 minutes. I thought, that's interesting. Version. I'll look up some information on this band. Mm. And I look it up and there's all blokes, and then it goes the link to YouTube. So I played it and hang on.
Different song.
It plays at 33. And it doesn't say anywhere on the record 33, so...
That's weird.
I've made a little note here so I don't make the same mistake. I got a new album by Van Morrison and a band sort of... they are heavy metal, Prince Charmin.
Prince Charmin?
Yeah.
That's the Adam Prince and Nance Charmin. Song, Prince Charming?
That's Prince Charming.
Charming, not Charmin.
This is Charmin.
Charmin, it's a Chinese Charmin.
And the track's called Spiritual Decree. So that's quite interesting. Oh, and I've dug out an old favourite of ours.
An old favourite, what is it?
A Girl's a Gun. I'm going to play a track.
Oh, Girl's a Gun, yes. They're not, well, part of them are around still, but not the whole band.
From 2014.
Awesome. I've got a new track also by a band called Time on Earth called Slipstream. It's not the Sherbet version either.
Isn't it?
No. It's not. And we're playing a track by Dr. Thompson's old band, Dead Pets. He sent us a track he
that's
found
very
somewhere.
Old.
He's
that's,
singing on it.
That's when he had hair.
Oh, that's that'll, how old that'll it sound is. Great with your hair.
And there'll be, well, of course, there won't be Lord Pig's pig review. What's it? Pig thought.
Pig thought, yeah.
Or his movie review.
He's collecting them all while he's in Tasmania. He's growing extra toes.
Is that where he is?
He is, yes. He's growing extra toes because he needed an extra toe, and he's collecting all his pig thoughts.
Oh, okay.
So he told me.
Well, I can't wait to hear them.
I sent him a picture yesterday. Did you see the picture I sent him?
Yes.
Yeah. He loved it.
Yeah, that would have given him lots to think about, I'm
sure. Oh, yes, it would have, yes. He's thinking now, I'm sure.
But the other regular segments will be on tonight, such as Under the Covers.
Under the Covers, yes. We have a Nancy Sinatra track tonight. She had one hit, didn't she, Nancy?
These Boots.
Yes, she did. Well, she's not singing it. Megadeth are singing it.
Megadeth?
Megadeth. Huge death.
Wow.
Full of death, it is. Megadeth. They're a metal band.
Maybe their feet have got B.O. being in Boots.
It's a weird version, but it's a cover.
Do you know it's the same song? Can you recognize it?
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it's the same song.
Oh, okay. Because I like the beginning of...
Yeah, they do that bit too.
Oh, that's good.
You'll hear it. Not the same, but similar.
Got to do that bit. And, of course, the dodgy song segment.
The dodgy song. We've got a new dodgy song tonight. We haven't played this person before, and because it's because he's so bad, he's never recorded anything, I'm thinking. It's some guy that I found in a church singing some church songs. I don't know. It's called Looking for a City, and the guy's name is James.
What were you doing in a church?
I wasn't in a church.
Oh.
I found it in a church.
Oh, I see. Yes. You found it in a church?
Yes. Yeah, but I wasn't in the church.
Oh, you've completely bamboozled me. Oh, yeah.
Wait till you hear. His name's James Kennup. James Kennup. James Kennup do anything. He can't sing, as far as I know. But anyway, you'll hear it. He screeches and moans and whatever.
Does he? Yes. Screeches and moans?
Yes. And well, whatever. Calls it singing.
Oh, that's something to which to look forward. The Dodgy Song this evening. And in concert tonight, well, we know you have a new Black Sabbath
live
album.
I do have a new Black Sabbath live album. Yes, it's from their Birmingham concert, the last concert of their... We landed. That's lucky. The last concert of their tour on the 4th of February 2017. So we'll play Iron Man off that.
Okay. And I've got a couple from the Angels from their Live Line album this evening.
Oh, awesome.
Because I couldn't be bothered looking for anything else.
Sounds good.
You can't go wrong with the Angels,
no,
can you?
No. Well, it was Doc Neeson's birthday the other day. Yesterday, I think it was.
Was it?
Yes.
He would have been?
He would. I don't remember how he would have, but it would have been his birthday yesterday.
Oh,
I think that's
poor old Doc.
Or was it when he died? It was anniversary yesterday. I saw people posting about it.
Oh, so it was either when he died or what was his birthday?
One of those, yes.
We've got an old track that we probably haven't heard from for ages from 1968, and another new band called Sports Team. They're from England, and we'll play that one shortly.
Manchester United?
Just the Sports Team.
Oh, okay.
And it's a track called Get Along. So, and we always get along here,
yes,
don't we?
We do. We try.
We try very much.
Better when Lord Pig's not here.
We love
you, Lord.
Yeah,
you listening?
And the divorce courts.
How's then toes growing? Oh, divorce courts. High divorce courts. Yeah.
He's in toes mania.
He is. Freezing them off.
It's nearly 20 past six. This is Savage Garden. It's a live 90.5. We're going to the moon and back. This is from 1997. Can you believe it? 9686 3888, and of course our Facebook page. Drop us a line. Let us know what you're thinking.
just waiting for the right kind of pilot to come. And just stay to him. Thank you.
This is Dean from Kellyville, and you're listening to Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
One for a while, that's Taxi Mary from Jojo Zepp and the Falcons.
Oh, I don't remember that song.
Don't you?
No, no, don't remember.
Got a bit of airplay. Yeah, I remember that one. I quite liked it at the time.
I liked it now. I don't mind it.
Yeah. Before that, a new track from an English band called Sports Team.
Oh, that was them. Okay.
Yeah, and that was called Get Along, and that's a 7-inch single I purchased for the Smorgasbord Library.
Where'd you get that from, John?
Red Eye. Okay. Divinals before that with their version of To Sir With Love. Russell Morris, Wings of an Eagle from about 72 or 3.
Album version, a bit different than the single version.
Yes, yes. Mm. We like different things,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes.
And Savage Garden kicked us off To the Moon and Back from their self-titled album from 1997. It's 20 minutes to 7. And this is the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on Alive 90.5 with John Robb and the King.
And Lord Pig.
Somewhere.
Hmm. Have you moved into new premises, lost or misplaced your keys? You need to rekey. Many people don't know how many copies of their house keys exist or who may have a copy. At Dependable Locksmiths, the safety of you and your family is our priority. Call today 1300 300 442. Dependable Locksmiths are part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
Royal Granite and Marble, located at Unit 20, 122 Station Road, Seven Hills, are manufacturers of Caesar, SS, Sile and Smartstone, Quantum Quartz and Stone Italiana. We believe in outstanding service and are proud to offer the very best in natural stone. We specialize in kitchen, bench and vanity tops, floors, walls, staircases and much more. To find out more about our products, go to www.royalgraniteandmarble.com.au or call 9624 4966. Royal Granite and Marble. Marble, station sponsor.
Home, be close, don't let me go. do anything to make sure your children are safe. So when you take them to school or pick them up, particularly children under the age of 10, hold their hand. In busy traffic areas and when you're crossing the road, don't just let them go. Because children and safety go hand in hand.
Go home.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice. The Codes of Practice cover matters relating to program content that are of concern to the community, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, www.cbaa.org.au.
Undercover, all I say. Undercover, I'm the name. Undercover, I'm the name.
Yes, Under the Covers, where we play a cover version of a famous song. Now, we were going to play Megadeth's version of These Boots Are Made for Walking, but...
We found out there could be some language on it.
And we don't want to...
Because Megadeth apparently changed the lyrics to the song, and it was deleted. It was Lee Hazelwood complained, who originally wrote Boots Are Made for Walking.
Yes.
So the album that Megadeth had it on was banned, and the track was taken off. So then they re-released it in 2002 with a different version with the better lyrics on it.
Yes.
So we're not sure if the version we were playing was the original one, which had bad lyrics, and we don't know what the bad lyrics are, so we thought we'd give it a skip.
We don't want to offend anybody.
No, no.
Or create any controversy in the new year already.
And being a metal album, it's hard to understand what they're saying sometimes. So
yes, so we've opted for something...
Australian.
Yes. Turner and Simmons, who were in the La-Di-Das, I believe, or...
Yeah, Chris Turner.
Yes.
And two... I don't know who Simmons was.
Anyway, famous Aussies.
Definitely. But they're going to be singing All Along the Watchtower, which was a song written and recorded by Bob Dylan originally. Do you know that, John?
Yes. Okay. Jimi Hendrix covered it.
In 1967, it was released by John Wesley Harding. He had another album. So.
Oh, okay.
Originally, yeah.
And then Hendrix made it.
He did, yes.
But anyway, here's local guys Turner and Simmons. Their album's called Double Header, and it's got all sorts of...
From Big Rock Records. That's Chris Turner's record label.
Yeah. So we haven't played a track from them for a while, so why not right now?
That's what I thought.
Yes, exactly.
To the thief.
From Winston Hills, and you're listening to Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
To bring around. thought he was Julius Caesar, and so they put him in a home where they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's emperor of Rome.
John the Hammer had a terrible sister, just this hammer. He could hardly sustain a word, and so they gave him medicinal compound. Now he's seen. Jennifer Eccles had terrible freckles, and the boys all called her names. But she changed with medicinal compound. Now he joins in all the games. Medicinal compound, Sandy Pickle Lily died.
Up to heaven.